Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
He never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
810 here on WRHI's Palmetto Morning, 71 degrees. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Megan Pat.
You can find us FM 100.1, AM 1340, CN2, that's Comporium at Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. And you heard the music. You know what that means? That means our good friend Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County is with us. Mary Beth, good Monday morning to you.
Good morning, and how are you today?
We are doing great, but not as good as you, because you're going to tell us about our pets of the week.
Oh my gosh, are they not amazing? I say that every week, but they truly are amazing. We're going to start with the feline of the week, and oh gosh, look at those whiskers. This amazing
so
tuxedo. Isn't he beautiful?
Those eyes, too.
Oh, they're mesmerizing. And truly, you're going to find yourself doing anything this cat wants. He is an absolutely handsome tuxedo. His name is Troy, and he came to the HSYC as an owner surrender at no fault of his own. Apparently, their household was really chaotic, and he wasn't thriving. So that's how we got Troy. And he is estimated to be almost 4 years old, which is a pretty awesome age for a cat because he is what he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can find this amazing cat lounging in our cat lounge, which is one of the best places in the house at the Humane Society. It basically means he gets along well with other feline friends, but it is a great place to come out and just chill because these cats are roaming about and they come visit and they love on you and it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits of adopting an adult feline friend is pretty much what you see is what you get, and that's awesome because you know their personality, you know their activity level. It's just awesome. And he would just love to just find that perfect perch where he can just watch birds from out inside the house out and just climb up to your lap and just find a good spot. And like all of our babies, he is neutered, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. And he's just looking forward to visitors coming to see him in our cat lounge. So if he melts your heart, again, his name is Troy, and you can call us to make an appointment or just stop in during our open hours and meet him. Our number to call for an appointment is 803-802-0902.
All right, Mary Beth, tell us about Elsa. She is the one that's got my heart right now.
She's got eyes, too.
Oh, my goodness. Do you see
sweet.
The slow motion of her catching the treat? The focus. Isn't she beautiful? She is an absolute sweet soul. Elsa, it's like Elsa the cow. That's all I could think of, right? The name is a little older, but I love it. She was brought in as a stray. And what we've learned so far since she's been with us is she's absolutely adorable, obviously. She's pint size, and she is so sweet. And pint size means basically she's like the perfect size. She's 35 to 40 pounds, maybe not even. She wants all the love to herself, so no other dogs in the house. So that is kind of a challenge. But you know what? She wants what she wants, and we want to get it for her. So that's our goal in life. She's great on a leash, and she loves her walks. She's super food motivated, as you can see with the treat. So she would do terrific in training. And her talents include a great focus. She can catch those treats midair. She's athletic. She loves to walk and explore, and she's that perfect size. So, you know, they're so often they're either too big or too small. She's perfect. We estimate Elsa to be just over 6 years old.
Okay.
And so, again, what you see is what you get, and you got to love that. And really, with the issue with the dogs, oh, my gosh, that love effect. You never know what that love effect's going to do. Love and compassion and consistency for the pets that we have. They build confidence, and anything can change. She is spayed. She's vaccinated, microchip, and she's tested. So she cannot contain herself on wanting to meet you. And give her a little patience in her transition, and you will find the very treasured best friend you can possibly find. So Elsa, if this girl melts your heart, just call us. We'd love to make an appointment. What we do with our dogs is we make appointments so that we can bring the dogs out of the craziness of many dogs in a room, in their loud room, to you in the yard, and then you get more of a more personal effect on what that baby is truly like. So give us a call, 803-802-0902. And then we've got the scoop this week, and, you know, please consider supporting the Humane Society of York County's mission. As summer approaches, we have so many things that we've got to do, and we'd love for you to get involved with more time on your hands. So be creative, you know, like get your kids out there and supporting our mission by having like a lemonade stand, and then they come and give the profits to us. Be an ambassador. Have the kids pick an animal and then follow it through, supporting it, getting it out there to their neighbors and friends. Maybe that connection's made, and then they, once it's adopted, they move on to the next pet to be an ambassador. Do something like pick up laundry. You can pick it up, dry, it's clean, first of all. I know most people would go, ew, well, it's clean. You can dry, fold, and return it. And then once you're 18, you can be an active volunteer on site. So there's so much to do. You can donate financially. You can foster. We have 70 cats in foster today, 70, waiting to come in our doors. And that builds every single day. So it's a fun little adventure. You've got 2 weeks on your hands where you can love a little baby and then turn it in. Mm. You can't go wrong with that. You can donate items like bleach, laundry detergent, 55-gallon trash bags and kitchen bags. You can donate your items at home when you're cleaning out to our thrift shop where we turn it into life-saving money. You can bake goods. There's so many things you can do. Just get involved. It's awesome. And then our best part of the week is telling of the success stories. From January 1 to current, we have 85 dogs in their forever homes.
Wow.
And And 222 cats.
Oh.
That's 222?
Amazing.
Yes, that's 307 pets,
wow.
And we're 6 months into it, so woohoo!
Yeah, y'all are doing such great work. Now,
is this summer,
is this a busier time for y'all, or does it die down a little bit? What does that look like?
It can be. You know, there's lots of vacations, so people don't want to do that around vacations, but once they're in and they're having their routine pretty solidified, it's a great time to add a pet to your household.
Yeah.
Because you have more time before the school starts. So it does pick up a little bit, and we're hoping that we have a really good pickup so that we can get these babies into their forever homes. Being a no-kill shelter, we can have them for some time, and we just love them, but it's nothing like their forever.
Yeah.
It's just nothing like a couch and a family to love. So.
Yeah, and y'all have so many cool opportunities for families to engage. I love what you shared, and I'm learning so much from you. Where are y'all located in
the
area?
We are located, that's great. We're located at 8177 Regent Parkway.
Okay.
We're in Suite 103. You won't miss us, obviously, because we have the babies moving about all day during open hours. But we're open, we're closed. Let's start there. We're closed Monday and Wednesday. Every other day we're open 1 to 4, except on Fridays till 6. Okay. So we're open on the weekends where people mostly come together for parents at work, and Saturday and Sunday. And so you can come in and you can just, hopefully, if you're looking for a dog, make an appointment because it just makes it a little easier because it will help you look at the pictures, see if anything grabs your attention as far as the information, and then we'll try to match. Of course, any adoption's good, so if it's not with us, that's okay. Adopting is just wonderful. There's so many pets available. You have no idea. Everyone's at capacity, and it just doesn't stop them coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a great opportunity to just fall in love.
So if somebody came in this week, they would get to see these celebrities? They'd get to see Troy and Elsa?
They would, yes.
That's awesome.
That's so sweet. A celebrity. I love that. They're all celebrities in their own right, right?
Right, exactly.
Mary Beth, as always, thank you so much for everything you do for our community. And again, one more way folks can get in touch with you if they're interested in adopting Troy or Elsa.
You can get us online on our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, and find out so much about us. You can call us, 803-802-0902. We'd love to talk to you. Oh, my gosh, we can't talk about our pets enough.
She is Mary Beth.
Get us started and watch out.
She is Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County with our Pets of the Week. It is 820 here on WREHI's Palmetto Mornings.